the irony, of course, is that you've changed Tom's name in this book, but
yep.
That is him. The pictures are of him. So,
yes.
You know, I guess as far as looking him up in the phone book, it's more difficult. But there he is staring at you on the cover and in the various pages of the book.
Yep. He, as I said, we sat down. I asked his permission, and he said, yes, but I want you to change my name. And I said, okay, I can do that. And I said, but just so you know, Tom, folks are going to be able to figure this out. He goes, I know, but it's kind of what you said. He would prefer that folks not be able to just look him up. So I've changed his name and a few identifying geographical attributes. But
have you heard from him about this book?
Oh, sure. Yeah. For one thing, we went over it together several times for fact-checking purposes. I wanted to make sure I got everything right. And I've talked about this before, maybe with you. Nonfiction is under a lot of scrutiny, as well it should be. And I try to get the facts right. I make mistakes. And if people point them out and point them out politely, I happily post the corrections on my blog, which is kind of the modern way to handle that. But things still slip through. And so I went through it all with Tom, and I went through it with his daughter, and I've done my best. Tom, who perhaps has a different perception of literary terms than I do, is calling it fiction because I changed his name. And I've tried to say, Tom, no, but that's how he views it. And so that's the way it is. But I think he's okay with it. He said he was happy with it when I asked him, and I can only take him at his word. And you know what? We're just back to being neighbors. I was over there the other day, took him his copy, and we looked at it and talked about it for 5 minutes, and then we spent 20 minutes you told me a bunch of stories that weren't in the book. So, and we talked about Wishing It Would Rain. So.